What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I think he's going where I was with the Durant trade, where I was like, It's you're doing this in a 1 to 2 year silo. It doesn't make sense. And this is something we talked about at the start of the show. I think LeBron's the only guy on a 1 or 2 year window basis that I would do this kind of trade for.
Well, and I think a lot of that is the story matters more in this instance. And it's just kind of cool. It's LeBron. Well, like there's a part of that that does exist.
The other part is LeBron has been the best player on four championship teams. I trust him to show Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell how to do it. I know Kevin Durant has as well. It's just his only NBA finals have come when he happened to join a 73-win team.
But you're saying the long-term effects, though, is what would matter the most. Like, there might be a ripple effect of LeBron. And I think there is. I don't think you're wrong there. Like, if you're on a LeBron-led team and they're able to get it done, I do think that carries over for Donovan. I think it carries over for Mobley. And then you're off to the races once again. I just think Dan just believes in this core four more than we do.
Yeah, I think that
was ultimately it.
There's been a reframing of things, and people have kind of forgotten. I don't know if it's because there were, like, the Knicks were more disappointing, the Celtics more disappointing. I mean, I don't want to say the Pacers were disappointing, but losing Halliburton with the Achilles in Game 7. I don't know if the Cavs playoffs have just been whitewashed almost, but it certainly feels that way listening to people talk about them, because they just harken back to best offense in the NBA. It's like, did you watch them in the postseason? I mean,
I think something's happening there, though, where I feel like we looked at it as a real 64-win team, and I feel like a lot of the national people almost looked at it like, okay, it's a 64-win team, but it's like there's something fake about it, or there's something that isn't real about it, and they did not give the Cavs of last year the same credit that they've given other 64-win regular season teams.
But now they're doing it. Like, that's what's crazy about it. It's like, the 64-win team. It's like, the offense. It's like, why are you doing that after they got embarrassed in the second round of the playoffs? Like, that's what I find incredibly stymieing. If it's like, all right, what's your angle, Jack? Like, what are you trying to put over me? Or do you just not want the biggest star in the NBA still at this day?
I just think they look at it as rather unlikely. And I think in a lot of these discussions, people just want to be right. So ultimately, they're just gonna view that and skew towards that.
Can't be like Nick Wilson with Lonzo and Isaac Okoro. Very few can.
Well, I mean, between you and then Daryl, obviously, calling out the NBA title halfway through the postseason. I mean, when you guys are right, you guys are right. Am I right?
That's dirty pool again. You've just been...
When you guys are on, you guys are on.
From
downtown.
Now, there is the biggest hang-up on a LeBron homecoming that we haven't talked about yet. And I actually want to replay this. We did this on Friday because we got this in the 5 o'clock hour. And it was Donovan Mitchell talking about if there's added pressure to win a title in Cleveland, given the looming presence of LeBron. And this was courtesy of Taylor Rooks's ex.
I'm not Bron. I'm not going to do it the same way that he did it. What do you do? 6 times in a row? Maybe we do that. Sit for the next 6 years. Maybe we don't. We're not the LeBron James, Kyrie Irving Cavaliers. We do it differently. would do it with Evan. We do it with myself. We do it with DG. We do it with Max. We do it with Jay, all the guys on the roster. And it's just different. You know, we want to do it our own way while still having respect for what was done for the city. If we succeed, fantastic. If we fail, we're going to keep going. It's always going to be that comparison because there's only one. There's only one other time. We are going to try to accomplish what obviously they did and be the second team to win in franchise history. But being okay with like, hey, like, you know, it's not 2016. It was special. It was a special year. And we're looking to do something special ourselves for the city because they deserve it. The fans deserve it. And that's the goal.
So when this came out on Friday, it was like, oh, this is a really interesting timing given that free agency's next week. Mm-hmm. And given like, I was trying to think like, all right, if, and I don't know Donovan operates in the same way, but a lot of NBA players, there's always a reason stuff like this comes out. I don't know if the two things are tied together, but after listening to that, I do find it incredibly hard to believe that Donovan would sign off on a third LeBron homecoming.
I'm sorry, Donovan. I don't think you necessarily get to have that say or even on top of it care. Because if LeBron's going to get you to the NBA Finals, like that's ultimately, I believe that Donovan cares about winning more than he cares about anything else. And if you really think that LeBron can take you over that mountaintop, then you got to push all the other stuff to the side.
So one of the things I thought about as soon as I heard the LeBron thing is, is this like when LeBron said a lot of things about Anthony Davis right before AD was traded? And it was like, you said that because you knew this was happening and you wanted to cover your tracks. There's a part of me that's like, oh, he calls him out, Darius and J.A. It's like, are you calling this out for that reason?
Yeah.
But all right. So I also think that Donovan is really, really, I don't think he actually gets credit. I think he's a lot smarter about the optics of things than he gives credit for. Like, he wanted to be in New York. He didn't force his way to New York because that looks different. It looks different to say, I just want to out of Utah, then I'm going to force my way to a specific spot. I don't know. I honestly don't know if Donovan would want to play with LeBron because Donovan's not going to get the kind of credit.
Yeah, but he needs to. He needs to push that credit button and just kind of move it to the side and understand that if this is the thing that gets him out of the second round of the playoffs for the first time in his career, then it's going to be good for him long term.
But he's not going to get credit for that. LeBron's title.
It'll be LeBron's in the sense that LeBron will have the primo seat when it comes to what car you're in at the parade.
It's a good band, by the way, primo.
Yeah, it might be. And he's got he's going to have exactly anything that he wants and then some in respect to the title. But like, people will think about Donovan, you'll think about Evan, and it'll have to be what it is. Like, it's much better to have a title that you possibly share with LeBron than never have a title.
I would agree. I don't know. Donovan would agree.
Everything we've learned about him is that he's very championship driven in general. And if he's willing to take a back seat like he was trying to do this year, then I got a feeling he'll be fine at least sharing the spotlight with LeBron.
But when have we ever seen him take the backseat in terms of stardom? Like, he wanted to go to New York because he wanted to be the face.
He had Darius do every interview under the sun during the regular season.
Remember? I don't think that's even close to the circus that happens
ESPN
when you have LeBron.
Called. Who was on every single broadcast for weeks on end?
It was the same thing as LeBron coverage.
It's not LeBron coverage, but you asked what instance do we have of him taking a backseat. That was an instance.
That's apples to oranges. I don't think they're anywhere close.
I think if you're letting LeBron stand in the way of whether or not you win a title because you want to be the main guy, then you're never going to win a title to begin with anyway.
I think you just described 30 dudes in the NBA, maybe more.
I mean, that's an awful outlook. I just don't believe, I don't prescribe to him having that outlook. I think that's an awful outlook if that's the case.
I think it's an outlook of a guy who's earned a certain amount of power and credibility in the NBA. And I actually look at Donovan and Dan Gilbert in the same light. That I think Donovan or Dan would do just about anything to get the next Cavaliers championship, but understanding that if it meant going with LeBron, you would effectively null and void any credit you get for it because all credit goes to the guy chasing the fifth title and chasing Jordan or trying to lap Jordan. Depending on how you look at it.
I just think he wants a title so bad. I don't think he'd look at it that way. But we don't know him well enough to say one way or another. What we do know is that every person around him just says how driven he is to win the title itself. If you are that person, then adding LeBron shouldn't be what stands in the way of that.
So you and I think everybody knows if you listen to the first hour where I met on this. So if you go to Donovan and he says, hey, I'm not cool with the LeBron thing. I want to run it back.
I say tough.
Yeah, well, no,
like if you got a deal in place with LeBron and you're ready to sign off.
I mean, Donovan's got a year. He's got a year before he makes his next. Donovan could easily turn around.
I'm not doing what you suggested in the first hour, and I told you this in the first hour. I'm not trading Donovan for LeBron.
What if Donovan says it's or else? Donovan absolutely could.
I tell him, I force his hand on top of that. Then if he says or else, like you, it's if you trade for LeBron, I'm out. And I'm just done completely, which I have a hard time, wrapping my head around that being the thinking. But then I force him. I force him to then go public and say, after we acquired LeBron, I can't handle it to such a degree that I want out. He's going to look awful. The guy that the teammates dub him Mr. President and all this stuff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Because he's got such a nice demeanor and way about himself, and he cares about his image, and he's so polished with everything. He's going to be the one that, after they acquire LeBron, say, I want out? Never in a million years. I would force his hand in that regard.
I mean, Kyrie wanted out.
Kyrie's not Donovan. Kyrie's very, very different.
No, they are. They're different guys, and I want to give you credit on that. But again, it's an acquired taste to be somebody's Robin. And Donovan's never been any, I mean, outside of year one and Rudy Gobert, he's never been anybody's Robin.
If he, and by the way, that relationship obviously went miserably, to your point. But like, if he's going to let adding LeBron be looked at as anything but a positive, then Donovan, I got the wrong idea of you.
216-474-0092. This is a little bit more speculation, but would Donovan be welcoming of the idea of trading for LeBron? This might be heavy-handed for where LeBron is in his career, I don't really let anyone stand in my way. If the Cavs believe LeBron can be the difference maker next year, and that either with Darius and Evan and LeBron, or Donovan, Evan, and LeBron, LaDonna Evan, as people have called it, it's so hard to say quickly, but LaDon Evan, as people have called it, I don't know I let anybody but Evan Mobley stop me. Evan's not going to stop
him. Why would he stop you? Yeah, I mean, he's going to be like, great, I get to win a championship. This is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, in any scenario that you make any trade not involving Evan Mobley, I think he's more set up to win championships early. And I think kind of like the Duncan thing of like, you just got to win the first one. And then once you know, then you got the goalpost, right?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It can only benefit Evan in a million ways.
But I would give many valuable things to figure out where Donovan would sit on potential LeBron, like third homecoming.
I would look at him very differently if the answer wasn't what I think it is, which is.
But it would surprise you though, like yes, if an NBA player decided they didn't want to be somebody's Robin.
Not an NBA player, Donovan.
The context
of everything is Donovan, and I think what I've gathered about Donovan and what I believe I know about Donovan, the man wants a title. If he really does want that title, you bring LeBron home, and then you don't let that stand in your way, and you get out of the second round for the first time in your career.
I think you might be buying a little bit too much into the image that Donovan sells, which I believe mostly. Like, I really do believe a lot of what Donovan says. I think at the end,
I would use that image against him too. As I said, though, if you ignore his "I don't want LeBron" and then you end up trading him here and getting LeBron, and Donovan's got a problem with it, okay, you go public. You let people know that acquiring LeBron was somehow viewed as a bad thing, because then you'll be just labeled an extreme selfish basketball player for the rest of your career, and you'll just be a "look at me, Louie" the entire time. And he wouldn't want that.
Yeah, which not would be the slightest like bit. Half the NBA.
It would be shocking if that was the development.
Michael in a traffic jam, welcome to the show. What you got for us, bud?
How's that traffic jam?
I'm a little bit older, guys. LeBron was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. The last thing I want to do is gut this team to try to pretend it's 2003 again. He's 41 years old. If he comes back to Cleveland, he will pull a hamstring. He's not the LeBron that everybody is still in love with. We should build a statue to him. On one hand, the basketball is getting ready to dunk. In the other hand, there's a suitcase. Put the statue out at the airport. He's already left us twice.
Suitcase is pretty
like
good.
It's funny. I like this character. I like the chemistry. I like the coach. I like the locker room. And to just all of a sudden add LeBron like he's some cherry on top of the is a pipe dream.
All right, Michael, real quick, Michael. If LeBron, if I could guarantee you, you would win a championship with LeBron next year, would you still not do it?
No, I wouldn't. He left
Michael, stop
twice.
Lying.
Yeah, that's, come on.
Nobody believes you on that. I'm 70 years old. I'm sick of the guy getting everything. Do you know how many championships he would have had if he'd have stayed here his whole career?
But Nick is promising you a title next year, and you just say no because you don't want to see him wear a Cavs uniform again?
No, it won't happen. You can't promise that.
Well, that was the hypothetical that Nick was playing with.
We're playing with a hypothetical.
A hypo.
Yeah, I get that, but it's all clickbait because it's the offseason.
There's nothing to click on.
I mean, I want to talk real. I like this team. I like Donovan. We got a new leader.
Michael, enjoy your traffic jam.
Thank you, Michael. And next time, just tell Nick it's fake news. Don't tell him clickbait.
Yeah, the fake news is definitely more.
It's the audio version.
Yeah, come on now. Also, nobody. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. Nobody with ratings doesn't do things. Like, you know, if this was just about.
I don't know where you're going, but it was a really funny setup.
I just, like, this. It's clickbait. Yeah, because nobody wants us to listen to their show. Yeah, there's nobody in radio. There's nobody on TikTok. None of us want your ratings. None of us want it.
Yeah.
We just do this for the love of the game. It's not money. It's not some modicum of fame. Like, no. It's just because.
I would also love the idea that if we did like 3 hours on Ty Jerome or something like that, and then somebody would tweet at us and be like, well, that it might have sucked, but at least they weren't trying to get those ratings. Like, yeah. I commend them on that.
Hey, you're in seventh place. But, I mean, that 5 hours of Guardians talk was just
bang-up job.
Wasn't good, because it's not interesting. But, man, you did it. Oren. In Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, living the dream.
Hey, look. I just want to say if LeBron came back to Cleveland, Donovan Mitchell will be the number one option. Like, we see him score 40 points. We see him score 71 points. LeBron is trying to be a backseat player. He's trying to be a number two. That's why he had AD. That's why he got Luka. If Donovan Mitchell, if LeBron come back here, he's going to be the number two. Donovan Mitchell will be the one. And then hopefully we get Darius Garland and Jared Allen out of here.
Oh.
We already got Isaac Okoro out of here for Lonzo. I'm very happy that Lonzo here, you know?
All right, Oren, you gave us a lot to digest there. One, lumping Darius and Jared in with Isaac. that's a little high and inside. Two, my ass, LeBron would be the two to anybody. He tried to do with AD, and AD's too much of a beta to take it over. Why do you think he wants out of LA in the first place? Because he knows it's going to be Luka's show.
Yeah, remember during the regular season with the Lakers, he let Luka go first with the starting lineups and be introduced last. And it was like, oh, I've never seen LeBron do this. And LeBron acted like he was basically conceding the biggest thing he's ever seen in his life for him. Like, it was made a spectacle because he let him go last in the lineup. And it's like, yeah, LeBron doesn't want to give up on that stuff.
216-474-0092. Would Donovan be welcoming to the idea of trading for LeBron and a long-awaited return for Clevelanders? No, not that one. This one. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.